The Death of Real Education. In a culture dedicated to life, affordable higher education should be offered to all those who wish to attend a college or university. There was a time in America when a young person from a family of limited means could work his or her way through college. But today, such opportunity is often unavailable. According to the Washington Post, the average cost of higher education rose by 307% between 1989 and 2010, while the average income of workers rose a mere 70%. Today, it is impossible for a working student to make enough for a college education. Back in 1979, an academic credit at Michigan State University cost $24.50. A student making the then minimum wage of $2.90 per hour could pay for an hour's credit with one day's work. Adjusted for inflation, that would be $79.23 in today's dollars. One credit hour today costs $428.75. Today, a student earning 2014's minimum wage of $7.25 an hour would need to work 60 hours to earn enough to pay for one credit hour. What has led to such a drastic shift in the economics of higher education? Some have pointed to the large amounts of money giant corporations donate to colleges and universities. What might first appear as philanthropy, many see as merely instilling corporate views in the learning process. A coalition of academics and activists have endorsed a national call, Save Civilian Public Education. Its website explains, over the last several decades, the Pentagon, conservative forces, and corporations have been systematically working to expand their presence in the K-12 learning environment and in public universities. The combined impact of the military, conservative think tanks and foundations, and of corporatization of our public educational systems has eroded the basic democratic concept of civilian public education. It is a trend that, if allowed to continue, will weaken the primacy of civilian rule and, ultimately, our country's commitment to democratic ideals.